You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Many of you might not know this, but the Johannesburg Stock Exchange is not just a tradable exchange or a trading exchange rather, but it is also a separately managed entity and a company as well. And with it being a company, it means it also has reporting obligations. It is a full-on business that has a financial statement, that has an entire operational structure to it, and the JSE business itself, the JSE Limited, gave us their interim results this morning. A roundabout market open as part of a SENS announcement gave us their interim results for the 6 months ended June 2024. I'm joined on the line by the JSE's CEO, Dr. Leila Faree, to reflect on these numbers. Good evening, Dr. Faree. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start with your reflections on the first half of the year. Obviously, there's been a lot that's gone on since the last time you and I spoke at the end of last year's results around March or so. How has the first half of the new year played out?
Hi, Jimmy. Our operating environment has been characterized by a significant shift in sentiment. One could call it a tale of two quarters. We started with an extremely low trading activity in quarter one, and we saw a gradual improvement in quarter two, and even after the first half of the year, a very promising improvement in July. Over the period, we delivered a stable financial result with our NPAT flat, despite our biggest market, which was the equity market, value traded being down 12%. Despite that lower value traded, our operating income rose by 4.2%, buoyed largely by a 29% increase in the growth of our JSE Investor Services business, which is a business we acquired a couple of years ago. We also saw a 25% increase in commodity trading, almost 10% increase in currency derivatives trading, and a 17% increase in our infrastructure or co-location revenue. So as you're aware, the business is highly cash generative, and our net cash from operations, just over $500 million, increased by 3% year on year. Now, these results are really underpinned by an ongoing focus to diversifying revenue streams and continuing to invest in our resilience, which is now way above our long-run average. And this has all been made possible through solid execution capabilities. Overall, I'm very, very pleased with the progress that we've made, and we are continuing to try to structurally improve our performance over time through innovation, partnership, and diversification.
Dr. Faree, the last time you and I spoke, we spoke exactly about that, about the different innovative efforts that the JSE was putting in place in South Africa, but also outside the borders of South Africa. And I remember catching up with Valdeen Reddy around that Saudi Arabia partnership for dual listings there. We've definitely seen a lot more activity in terms of interest in the diversification aspect of it. And I suppose diversifying the income streams has served the business quite well in this time where, as you said, the first quarter was very, very low trading volumes, and so revenues might have been impacted. But having a diversified business is now clearly proving to be a benefit.
Absolutely. You know, we will still and have continued to focus on our core. So building out our trading revenue is a continued focus of ours. But our trading revenue is cyclical. There are ups and downs, and many of those are really up to the vagaries of the economy. So it's very difficult for us to control that. What we are doing is controlling the controllables. We are growing revenue relating to our information services business, relating to co-location, and relating to our investor services business.
Dr. Faree, the things that are out of your control, things around delistings and listings in part, that's also been quite a topic. I remember when you and I caught up after the first half of 2023, so this time last year, there were a lot of delistings, and we've kind of since seen even more delistings, but also, I think more importantly, a return to listings. There have been a lot more listings that have gone through quite successfully and a lot more planned listings. How are you seeing the landscape at the moment? Are you seeing a lot lot more interest starting to return towards the listing space?
Jimmy, we have seen an improvement in the number of listings and also in the outlook. So year to date, we've seen four listings: Powerfleet, which was a NASDAQ listed Internet of Things company. We've seen, and that was a 5.4 billion market cap listing. We Buy Cars listed with an 8 billion rand market cap. Rainbow Chicken with a 3.2 billion market cap. And then Psilocybin was a smaller SPAC. The outlook is more positive. What we've also seen is an increase in the value of secondary trading or additional capital that's raised. We've seen an increase from 4 billion last year this time to 78 billion year to date. In addition to that, we're also seeing a number of new sustainability bonds and actively managed ETFs, which is effectively a competitor product to unit trusts. And so we are seeing overall an improvement in business sentiment, translating into a more buoyant primary listings environment.
Speaking of that improvement in business sentiment, I want to take a look at the prospects for the JSE. I just want to get your thoughts around, obviously, with the incoming or the changes we've seen politically and this new structure of government, whether it's a government of national unity or a coalition government, we're calling it a couple of things at the moment. But that's clearly driven a lot of activity into the South African landscape from outside of South Africa, and there's a lot more interest at a global level for South African stocks and for South African businesses. How is the JSE kind of seeing the next 6 months play out, but also potentially the next 5 years, because this could be the start of something new?
Absolutely, Jimmy. I think the establishment of the GNU was definitely a watershed moment, not only in our democracy, but also in the investor sentiment. And so this has demonstrated our resilience and our maturity on the global stage, and the maturity of the ruling party in accepting the outcome of the elections and working with other parties was very affirming of the ruling party's democratic commitment. And this has gone down very well. It's been, I think the GNU is really a foundational catalyst to enable confidence. And the ongoing commitment to structural reform is very important for investor sentiment. Previously, investors were underweight the index, and they are now shifting to a more neutral stance with great potential for them to invest more than our percentage in the index or be overweight the index. And so we are starting to see the start of a shift towards a more business friendly and more and greater policy on business friendly environment and greater policy certainty. And we're hopeful that this will continue. It all depends on stability of the coalitions and the ability of government to deliver on its promises.
Dr. Free, when we look at the improvement in sentiment and we look at that from an investor point of view, that obviously just simply means you as the JSE will have a lot more work on your plate if you didn't already as it stands. And it just means things like partnerships and you needing to stay ahead of the curve is just going to become that much more important. Can you share some insights around what you might be looking at exploring in the coming future?
Absolutely. So as you know, we have been investing heavily in our innovation, in innovation and improving and modernizing our technology and the markets and products we offer. We've entered into a collaboration with Amazon Web Services, where we are looking to use an AI-powered environment to modernize some of our old back office systems. We're also looking to engage in a collaboration with Amazon Web Services to provide a cloud-based solution. We've also partnered with a global data specialist to provide what is a groundbreaking solution in the exchange space, providing an analytics solution to our trading members. And in addition to that, we've partnered with a global company called Expansive to launch a carbon market. So you can see that a common theme here, common themes of innovation, using next generation technology, and not trying to build this ourselves, but rather speed to market and agility and delivery taking precedence over fully owning solutions. So partnerships, collaboration are the new way for us to expand and build our platform.
It's all about expansion and growth, especially when the opportunities are there. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. That's Dr. Leila Faree, who is the CEO of the JSE, joining me to reflect on their first half of the year's performance, as well as what they're looking forward to in the second half.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.